Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Hi, happy Friday. Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio. I'm your co-host, Michelle Pache, and I'm here with Dr. Tim today. We warmly welcome you to the show, and thank you for choosing to be with us. Today is Friday, September 27th. Our call-in number is 646-200-4169. Press 1, and that puts you into queue to talk with Dr. Tim. We would love to hear your comments and questions, because then that makes this your show. So now, let's welcome Dr. Tim in the process of learning forgiveness.
Thank you, Michelle. How are you doing this fine day?
I'm doing very well this fine day. The weather in Michigan is gorgeous. Sunny and warm and a beautiful fall day.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. And after a bit of an intro, I'll ask you to share how your evening was and your breath work and the things we talked about yesterday.
Absolutely.
To begin with, let's just give a brief introduction about the purpose and the focus of this show. This radio show, this internet show, is here to help people learn and then apply the ancient Aramaic tool of forgiveness. What that means is a tool for removing anything from my mind and body's energy system that doesn't belong there. The definition is fairly simple. All that belongs in my mind and body's energy system is love, the energy of creation, compassion, acceptance, gratitude. There are a variety of different words you can use for it. None of them describe it well. None of them can even begin to capture what it is that is the energy of creation. But that's the only energy that was designed to be in our system. And everything else, anything that's experienced as fearful or angry or contracted or painful, was simply not meant to be there. It's error. And in the ancient Aramaic, it was called sin. Not a religious term, not meaning that we had to go do penance to an angry God, simply an energy that doesn't belong in the system, something that's off the mark, not on target. So when we encounter any of those energies in our system, and we've been programmed through countless generations to have those kinds of mistakes in our system, those kinds of energies that result in us feeling anger, fear, sadness, pain, shame, guilt, blame. What we need to do is simply change the focus, change the energies we're engaging in, and dismantle the energies that are uncomfortable and return the focus of our conscious awareness to our true nature, which is the result of the extension of the energy of creation, or the extension of the love of God. One of my favorite quotes from Way of Mastery says, if somebody asks you who you are, please don't tell them that you're a Catholic or you're an American or you're a libertarian or a Republican or that you're a psychologist. Tell them something like this. tell them, I am the extension of love in form. I am as a sunbeam to the sun. I was never been born, and I will never die. I am the effect of God's love on earth, and I stand before you to love you. And when we get to that place where the only thing in our conscious awareness is that true energy of the nature of love, then we get to extend that love in every relationship with every person and everything in our lives. And our experience of life is transformed radically. So the tool for doing that is called forgiveness. And Dr. Michael Rice has distilled that tool from the ancient Aramaic Koboris manuscript, directly from the ancient Aramaic into English. And it's available for free off the website at www.whyagain.org. And when you go to that website, click on the link on the upper left-hand corner that says Start Here. And when you do that, you'll be taken to a page that lets you download for free Chapter 24 of Michael's book, Why Is This Happening to Me Again? And for free, download the most recent version of the 7-step worksheet process that's called the Reality Management Worksheet, which effectively helps you dismantle, cancel, and remove anything from your system that doesn't belong there. And it lets you download 6 audio files of internet shows where Dr. Rice and or Jeannie have stepped somebody through that worksheet process, real people with real problems, giving you a fabulous living template of how to use the tool of forgiveness. So everything you would ever need to get started and literally with your own effort and willingness and practice to become an expert in applying the tool of forgiveness to your own life is available for free on that website, on that webpage. So that's what we're here to do. We're here to support people who want to learn that process and people who want to apply that in their lives and people who want to teach it and run support groups for people who are doing that work. So, Michelle, how was your evening?
I had a lovely evening. After client sessions, I went home and changed clothes quickly and went over for a group reading session at a neighbor's house. She teaches transformational breath from work by Judith Kravitz, which is very similar to still point breathing. And what came up was being trusting of my own inner guidance and moving into that space where I'm not influenced by other people's truth. So I could feel just a lot of old energy, probably 3-year-old little girl energy, clearing. And so I've noticed that night, the rest of the evening and into my day today, I've had a lighter step and a brighter outlook and just more present to joy. So I know personally that sometimes there's no necessarily thoughts that go with those stuck emotions that move through, but just rather old stored stuff so long forgotten that it's not really worth even talking about. Just get it out. So that's, I guess, how my experience of breathing was last night. It's different every time.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And, of course, with this work, what we know from our own experience over and over again is if I try to figure it out, I will be creating more of the prison and more of the problems that form the prison that keep me stuck. And so that's why tools like the breath work are present in every spiritual tradition I've ever explored. Because you can't solve a problem, as Einstein said, can't solve a problem with the same level of mind that created it. You have to be able to step back from it. You have to be able to be open to intuition. Einstein said, you know, we've been given a precious gift and a faithful servant, and we live in a society which has forgotten the gift and worships the servant. Well, the precious gift is our intuitive creative mind, and the servant is the logical rational mind. And in our society, we've elevated the servant to the role of God or of high honor, and we have forgotten of the precious gift of intuition, of insight and intuition, opening ourselves to be led by something other than our conscious logical mind. So we highly recommend breath work for that. We highly recommend the reality management worksheet process, where in each worksheet we cancel the goal that was established by the conscious logical mind and ask some higher power to show us the hidden part of our mind that's actually creating our pain.
So for me, the intuition, that inner tutor, is present. However, for decades, I've relied on my logic and intellect and problem-solving skills to, I guess, survive up until this point. And so I understand surrendering things like sugar and chemicals that don't make sense in my intuition or into my energy body. But this last piece of surrender I've been working through is surrendering that mind, brain, I guess, that thinking, so-called thinking, and really just moving into more of a heart space. And that's a challenge because it's like a sort of a final level of letting go.
Well,
does that make sense?
It absolutely makes sense. The only thing I would say is it may not be the final level, but it is another level. We don't know what we don't yet know.
Right. That's where I'm at today. Good catch. That's good. You know, I probably could talk about that for a while, but it looks like there's a couple people with their hand up, and so we might as well get right to that.
All right.
So, 314, to me this looks like Raymond. Raymond called in for the first time a week or so ago, and he had read the book, and he was moving through some of his things. So, hi, Raymond. How are you today?
Hi. I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling. What's up?
I was just calling, that kind of like what you were talking about. I just wrote down 1A and the exact same thing about it, like almost a resentment at people telling me what to do. It's just like you were saying, an old energy of feeling like people are telling me what to do or how to be or what to think, that I can't trust my own. It's like earlier I caught myself still checking inside myself for an old, like someone, an old voice telling me I shouldn't be doing it this way or shouldn't be doing it that way, and, you know, kind of listening to the mind, I guess, like you were saying.
I understand. That makes perfect sense. Instead of getting outside validation for your choices.
Yep, right, exactly. And, but I had amazing experience yesterday, and it was like just noticing when I was walking yesterday about my complex are like trappings of shame that were like, they would jump at me right when I want to do or feel something good. They would shut me down. And I realized later that day when I was writing on that or doing worksheet on it, all this other stuff, it's everything. It's like superiority, inferiority, shame, anger, victim, hero, guilt, all the like seven, quote, sins that they talk about. All that jumps at me and shuts me down. It's like once I got rid of, started thinking about shame, then all this other stuff. It's like, and I just became, I was doing breathing, and it was like all of a sudden, like my whole body just felt like it wanted to shake apart. Like I could feel each cell. And it was amazing. And I was like, I went up to, like, talking to my my family, and it was like I talked for hours, or at least an hour and a half, about this stuff and what I'm doing and feeling, and it was like I never, without the fear, I guess, of, you know, what am I saying? It came a little bit later, but it was a good time.
It sounds like you were being really authentic, and sounds like a profound experience, really.
Yeah, it was. But I guess that's pretty much what I wanted to say. And I wanted to, I was calling yesterday to thank Dr. Tim because that, about what he did with the three Beatitudes and the breathing. I mean, I read breathe in the worksheet, but without realizing the purpose behind the breathing and the Beatitudes and letting it soften and just going into depth about it, that's what really, like, I think's really helped the last few days is that shortness of breath. I almost felt scared when I started to try to breathe. It's like I couldn't, it was having difficulty breathing strong breaths. And like he talks about, and once I started, like, just breathing strong breaths, I started feeling a lot more, I don't know, positive, like, intuition and stuff like that, and letting things soften. And it's been a lot better with my worksheets after that. So I wanted to really thank him for doing that whole show on that.
Well, you're very welcome and deserving, and it sounds like your ability to breathe and your willingness to breathe helped you move a lot of energy yesterday. That shaking you're talking about is just moving energy and releasing energy that's been there for who knows how long, and it's the willingness to feel that and let it go that lets you move to different levels to soften, to heal, and then give you the freedom from the fear that let you talk with your family so openly. So congratulations. It sounds like a fabulous piece of work you've been doing.
Thank you. Oh, and all to you guys are at least finally giving me the knowledge on what to do. I've been looking for like infinite years, it seems like, for something that actually feels right and true. And so
congratulations. Have you seen any of Dr. Rice's lectures, any of the videos that he has on the website?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't. Are they, I mean, just the old shows and stuff like that, but are the lectures downloadable?
DVDs,
I mean,
that you could order from his website and then watch on your own at home?
Yeah, I don't have the resources right now for ordering stuff, but I would like to at some point.
All right. Do you have you seen Dr. Rice give a workshop, or did you just find us on Blog Talk Radio?
No, I actually had his book. 8 years ago or so, I found this book, like $2 in some bin. I picked it up, didn't give much attention to it until like 2 months ago, and all of a sudden, it's like everything I read is like just talking about the same thing, interconnecting, and I found his book, and then I was looking online for different things about him, and then I found the Blog Talk Radio and his website.
So where do you live? Where are you located?
In Missouri. I'm about 5 hours from you, actually. I looked it up on the internet how long it would take by car. And it's about 5 hours from where you're at, your support group.
So you mean you must be at the far...
I'm right at the tip of Missouri and the Mississippi River.
Yeah, you've got to be right way on the eastern part.
Yeah. I'm literally like right at the bridge of the Mississippi River, pretty much.
Okay, well, there are... You know, at this point, 2 years and 9 months worth of radio shows to listen to, and I would strongly encourage you to look up the Aramaic Fridays in the archives where...
Aramaic Fridays?
Yeah, they're called Aramaic Fridays because for a month for the past 2 years, Dr. Rice has had Dale Allen Hoffman as a guest. I forget which month it is, but you can, if you scroll through the archives, they're labeled.
Oh, and, they're part of the Mindshift Radio.
Mindshift Radio Archives, yes.
Okay. Okay.
And Dale Allen Hoffman is a young man who, at 18 or 19, went to Heartland and got turned on to the ancient Aramaic and has been studying it since. And Dr. Rice refers to him as one of the premier Aramaicists on the planet. So he studies the ancient Aramaic not just from a technical perspective, but from the perspective of, let me try this in my life and see if it works. What did Yeshua have to say? And if he said, breathe this way, or interpret this word that way, or do this action in your life, let me try that and see how it works. And Dale is, he's a modern-day Christian mystic, you might call him. He works with Albert LaChance and does some writing and studying with Albert LaChance, and that's one of Albert's book titles, Christian Mystic.
Okay.
And these are people who aren't just studying for the sake of having
right.
a philosophical or religious debate, but they're studying and applying these things to their lives for the express purpose of improving the quality of their life.
What was that book name again? Christian Mystic? Or
yeah, I'll have to look it up here, but Albert LaChance, LaChance. And if you look him up on Amazon, one of his books has Christian Mystic in the title.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've always, ever since I read, like, his book, and he was talking about the actual meaning of sin and evil and the Aramaic, you know, translation, the actual, it's like I was really intensely interested in getting, and, well, I've always wanted to get, you know, more knowledge of the actual, you know, like true translations. Because if that was wrong, how many other things was wrong? And when you did that, show talking about the three Beatitudes, that was like, it was something I've always wanted, you know, and it was, just all made sense.
Well, and you can find out more about that from the website wayofmastery.com.
Yeah, I actually went there after you talked about it.
Because it's pretty fundamentally different and extraordinarily powerful work when you hear what Yeshua's message was. It's very much internally focused, and it's very much love-focused. So that any
yeah.
teaching you run across that doesn't have an internal focus and a loving focus probably doesn't have anything to do with what Yeshua was talking about.
Do you know on that website, like, what, like, free resources, or they all, like, order? Because I was looking around, but I didn't see much as far as free resources.
You mean on Way of Mastery?
Yeah.
It's a little bit difficult to navigate, to find, but if you sign up for his newsletter, you'll get blog entries and...
Okay.
It's been a while since I've been there. What I've done with that is I bought one of the subscriptions, so I get, you know, weekly or monthly updates as they do them, and the real joy for me with that work is the book, The Way of Mastery. And this is a book that someone who'd been to Michael's Intensive Center, one of the first times I was there, she started reading my blog about the Mindshifters group And she emailed me and said, I love your blog. I love the way you write. You're going to love this book, The Way of Mastery. And because I had met her at Michael's workshop, I didn't hesitate. I just ordered the book. And it came, and it's a big, thick, blue book. And I started reading it, and I couldn't put it down. And I walked around with this blue book, and people would ask me, what's that book? And I didn't really feel like explaining to them that, well, Yeshua, the spirit of Yeshua and other fabulous souls have channeled this book through a man called Mark David Hammer, who now calls himself Yayam, who lives in Bali and used to be at... So I didn't want to say that, all that. So I found myself saying to people, all I can tell you about this book is it's singing to my soul. Mm. And I still haven't finished the book. I have read the first two books. It's three books in one, actually.
Okay.
And I've read the first two books so often that I can't tell you how many times. I'm letting my intuition guide me to when I want to pick it up and read more. But it's the closest thing to the teachings that I've encountered with Michael. And it's ostensibly the same author as A Course in Miracles, for anybody that likes that work. And what I say about it is, it's just a little lighter, brighter, easier, more poetic read than A Course in Miracles, but it's the same material.
What? Is that his work also, A Course in Miracles?
A Course in Miracles was channeled back in 1967 or 68 by a woman psychologist who had no idea what was happening to her, and allowed it to be published as long as her name wasn't attached to it. So they're two different human beings that channeled the work, but the theory is that it's the same Christ spirit, the same Yeshua spirit, and the team of souls who are informing, trying to get this information into our minds. So it's two different human beings, but the theory is it's the same mind energy coming through, the same purity of thought about love, the same basic instructions about moving to the space of love and dismantling everything that isn't love.
Right.
Michael Rice says that the description of forgiveness, the definition of forgiveness that he has in his work, is one that he's only found in two places on the planet. One is in the ancient Kaburis manuscript, and he's in charge of the foundation that's responsible for translating that manuscript directly from the ancient Aramaic into English. And the other place he's found the same definition is A Course in Miracles.
Mm.
And to my ear and my eye, that very same definition is to be found in The Way of Mastery.
Okay.
Specifically, in the first book, The Way of the Heart, in the third lesson. But that same message is woven all through the book. And that definition of forgiveness is learning that anytime I'm in pain, I'm in error, and I have had a false perception created by my conscious logical mind. And that's what needs to be dismantled. That's what needs to be canceled, dismantled, or forgiven. Nothing anybody does could ever take anything of value from me. Nothing anybody has could ever add anything of value to me, because I'm whole and complete in myself. I'm this being of light and love, this child of God. And so if I come to that realization at deeper and deeper levels, I understand everyone else on the planet is the same. And if we're all the same, then it's ludicrous to think that anyone could ever do me harm. So if I have a reality in my mind that says someone offended me, someone made me angry, someone hurt me, someone insulted me, it's a false reality I've created, and I can dismantle it and restore myself to my focus on my true nature as love, and it will transform my interactions with everyone around me.
Yeah, one quote that I really love from Eckhart Tolle is, to be myself fully, nothing needs to be added. I read that like a month and a half, and it's kind of just stuck with me. And so many other things, you know, it's like what you're talking about. You don't need to add anything to you. You just need to take stuff away to be yourself.
Yeah, you need to get rid of everything that's added over the generations.
Yeah.
That's false. That's about contraction. That's about the dream of separation. That's about fear or anger. Everything that I've come to through mistaken perception in my life, and everything my ancestors have come through false perception and added to my energy system, I just need to get rid of that, and then my life will be what it was meant to be, which is the extension of the energy of creation.
Raymond?
Yes.
Another way, I had a roommate in the intensive over the summer, and she boiled it down even further, and basically her mantra was, love is enough. And I take that to mean that when you do clear out that negative content and all that's left is you being in a space of love, just being love is enough.
Okay. Yeah, that
seems real simple.
Yep. Yeah. Well, one thing that I wrote, like kind of like what you were talking about, is right at the very end of that last worksheet on shame, the very last thing I wrote that came up was, it started out as, I love my family intensely, for I discover who I truly am through them and all our experiences we shared. And then it kind of turned into, I love my people intensely, and not just family, but people. I mean, I don't say I'm there yet, but I'm trying to get there as far as loving people intensely, because you find out who you are through them, you know, all that stuff that resonates in you that you're trying to get rid of, you love them for it. Like at the very end of the worksheet, it says you're grateful to them for bringing that up in you for a chance to heal. So
exactly.
But
well,
I guess go ahead.
No, Raymond, I was just thinking, you sound like you've been doing this work for years, the way you've internalized it and are practicing it already.
I've been wanting to do it for years. Yeah. Well, I've been off and on to different places years ago, but, yeah, I've been really wanting something that I could actually work, that actually works. But, yeah, it was my time.
No, Dr. Rice's work is very practical. It's like sort of synthesizing all the kind of concepts and then using it like a laser in the tool to get the results you're really after.
Yeah. Well, I heard you have other callers, so I guess I'll hop off the line here and let you guys go at it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Raymond.
So that was great to have him check in. It looks like Rex is on the line, if you want to say hi to Rex. Hey there, Rex. How are you today?
Rex, are you there? Maybe he stepped away from the phone.
No, I didn't step away. Actually, what I did was I just forgot to take my mute off. I'm chatting away, and it wasn't working. So you can hear me now, correct?
Yeah,
yes.
We know how that goes.
Awesome. Well, hello, everyone, and a couple things. A few things with Raymond. Great job, Raymond. Just, you know, doing really good work, and just to hear your shifts and the changes and just stay with it and, you know, you're seeking, and I the one thought that came to mind when you were talking was that you said that you've been looking for doing the work. You've been looking for something to do the work that worked. And my invitation to you would be that you were looking long before you knew you were looking, and you will be continuing to look. And once you find something that is that feels right to you, then you will apply it and do it. And that's what I've found with Michael's work, as you heard in with our group and our team. So great job on that. And I would give you acknowledgement and encourage you to acknowledge yourself that you had been doing the work long before, maybe even before you knew you were doing the work. And sometimes it just takes a certain period of time to develop enough brain cell neuron activity to be able to, cognitively apply the principles that we hear. So I wanted to share that, and that leads into the intuitive piece that, Michelle, you opened up, and the core of my work that I do and with people when they're ready, and I introduce it, and then I watch what happens. But you brought out the idea of, that this three-year-old and this child, and Michael has said in the past, it's where the core of all of our work is that when we, from conception, I add from conception to 3 years old. Michael says it's, sometimes through infancy where we dissociate from our own awareness of our divinity, and there's this process that engages. And it cannot be forced. I've had people who tried, and it just doesn't work. So it's a timing thing. And, Michelle, I'm so excited for you and your breakthroughs and the things that you're doing and learning, and just the idea of connecting with your intuition more than you have in the past, and connecting with it in such a way that you recognize when you are working with your intellect more. That is an amazing time. It's an amazing time, and it's exciting. So I'm excited for you as well. And really, just kudos. And I kind of hear Raymond doing that similarly without actually saying the word. So it looks like we're running the theme, and I think it's a powerful one. So great job, and that
Rex,
was pretty much what I wanted to share.
Thank you, Rex. Did you catch the part where Dr. Tim pointed out to me that this is the layer I'm aware of now?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I was thinking the same thing, and I was so glad he verbalized it. And that's also valuable. Thank you for saying that, because the other thing I wanted to share is, Dr. Tim, I appreciate your sense and your intuition and how you act on it and listen and share. So you were right on, and I heard you do that with Raymond and really just supporting him going to the next level. And even if you don't have resources financially, Raymond, there are so many ways to access this work, and that's what's beautiful about it, is that you can do it even if you don't have financial resources until you change that way of living if you choose to, and then you can have financial resources. But Dr. Tim, thank you so much for your sensitivity, your intuition, and just being willing to act on it. Great job.
Thank you. And I just had the thought as you were saying that I should mention to people that on my website, under the link for media and audio, there are a number of different free downloads of talks I've given at Unity churches and different locations that are basically, they're all based on this work. So it's either Dr. Rice or Guy Finley. So that's another resource for people like Raymond who want to, just a free download of a lecture that might be interesting or stimulate some thought for them. And that website is CS.com.
Awesome. And Michelle, I think you mentioned that you had other callers. Is that still the case?
Yes, we do. Actually, there's somebody from Ithaca, New York, looks like their hand up. So,
well, what I'll do then is I'm just going to go back on mute. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share. And lastly, the one thing that I also wanted to say is it's really valuable. I recommend to all my clients and anybody who listens that it's valuable to develop a success journal, meaning that, this major breakthrough you've had, Michelle, to just write it down and put it in an actual physical journal that you can actually go to anytime you feel you're struggling or not doing well. You go back to that journal, and it can reinforce that you're just breaking through another layer. And Raymond, I would also encourage that for you. And that was the other thing I wanted to share. So thank you. Blessings, everyone.
Bye, Rex.
Thanks, Rex.
Dr. Tim, do you want to comment, or what would you like me to go to the next caller?
Yeah, let's just hear who's next. If there's another caller with their hand up.
Yep. Richard's calling in. Hey, Richard, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Nice to hear from you.
Good to hear from you guys, too. I just want to say I really appreciate hearing Dr. Tim on the radio. I really think you do a great job, and I just want to compliment you on what you've been saying and appreciate that very much. I just want to have a comment for Raymond. Since he's down in Missouri, I mean, somebody should put him in contact with some of the people at Heartland. Maybe he could be closer for him to go there and do with a group. If he's still listening.
Yeah, I think, Richard, the issue is he's pretty much halfway between us, because it takes me about 10 or 11 hours to get down to Heartland, and he's only 5 hours away from me, so he'd be about 5 hours from you. But that is something, you know, at least he'd be in the same state.
Right. Well, I just thought I'd mention it, put it out there to him that, you know, Heartland's not that, is in Missouri, too. I don't know if he's aware of that or not. Anyway, yeah, I had an interesting thing happen to me today. I'm actually working on my purpose and doing some of the things that I see good about myself. And one of the things that I know is that I'm an outgoing person, I consider myself very caring and loving. And I was at the Wegmans today and went up to the checkout to do the checkout, and there was another person there, and she basically said, "Oh, excuse me," so she could get to the card reader, and I moved out of her way. But I caught myself internally saying, some negative, being a negative comment. And I realized later on that, that subconscious programming that's been going on for me, and I, one of the things that I've learned through the work of Tara Brach is that, these thought feelings are real but not true. You can basically, send them off on their way and saying, hey, these things, that's a negative thing, or, it's not positive or caring or compassionate, but it's there. It's there in my past, and I can just say to it, that thought feeling is real, but it's not true. So I just wanted to mention that. As we do this work, as you say, you become more aware of the subconscious and what's coming up for you in your daily interactions. So just something to put out there.
Yeah, that's a good observation, Richard. Guy Finley says it this way. He put it in a little poem. It says, "The feel is real, but the why is a lie." Are you there, Richard?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm listening.
So the anger or the negative emotion you're feeling that's triggered in you by that interaction is real, but the reason for it is all a lie.
Yeah. So just another way of saying it is, these thought feelings are real but not true, right?
Yep, it's the same thing. And Guy Finley has that same principle, and he just puts it in that little rhyming way. It's a great spiritual truth that I can create, as Dr. Rice talks about, all kinds of realities. It doesn't mean they actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I picked it up when I was reading a Benjamin Franklin autobiography. And Ben Franklin, I think, is the one who said, "I've experienced many horrible difficulties in my life, most of which have never happened."
Yeah, something similar to that. I've heard if you're thinking about the future and what's going to go wrong, you know, it's the same thing of saying, you know, oh, I've experienced all these evils, but they were never real to begin with, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, it's the same wisdom that's behind the old statement, a coward dies 1,000 deaths, the brave person only one. Because I can torture myself with my fear about doing something for days, weeks, months, years, even decades before I finally go do it, and it will never be as bad as what I have put myself through in delaying.
Or, I mean, another way of thinking about that is, you know, when people were concerned about a meeting or something, and they got all these things going through their mind of what's going to happen in the meeting, when the meeting comes and goes, it was nothing about, it wasn't even what they even perceived, you know?
Exactly.
Before. So, anyway, y'all have a
great
day.
Well, thanks for the call, Richard.
All right, take care.
Good catch on that unconscious material, and I wish you well in dismantling it.
Yep, thank you.
Have a good weekend, Richard. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Michelle, do you want to hold forth some more about your latest intuition, or do we have another call?
No, well, actually, I think Raymond may have dropped his call after he talked to us, but I am, you know, running the chat room, and that's kind of quiet today, but I'm also running my cell phone, and I got a text from a listener who suggested, actually it was Bill, he's in the airport, can't really speak because of the background noise, suggesting to me to remember that he initiated and has got a group of people on board to manifest a work-study program at Heartland, the 3H program, I believe the title, and so he was speaking about not necessarily having the funds to purchase videos and whatnot. However, if you're familiar with the option of doing trades for work or skills that would help support Heartland, in order to have the opportunity to listen to Dr. Rice talk about forgiveness in evening lectures. So I just wanted to put that out there. He might be on chat at this point.
Okay. Are you going to type that in the chat room?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. And do you recognize the number for Raymond?
Oh, yeah, I've got it recorded. I wasn't sure about the appropriateness of contacting him outside the show, though.
No, that's all right. But I'm just... sometimes when I'm on the switchboard, there are so many numbers that I have to scroll down to see them all. And if he got bumped off and he got back on, he'd be at the bottom of the list. So just in, I don't know how many are on the switchboard, but
yeah,
if
no,
you scroll down, you might find him there again.
Yeah, but he'll call back. I'm not worried about that. But it was a good idea, Bill, and we'll pass that along next time he's on the show.
Excellent.
So, yeah, we've got a little over 10 minutes left, and we've got a call. Oh, is that, you know what? He might have been listening on chat because he showed back up and put his hand up. So let's just check in quickly.
Hey.
Hey, Raymond. So, did you just pop back up?
Yeah, I've been listening. I hopped off because I didn't know I'd be talking again, so I hopped off. But yeah, that's exactly what I've been thinking of, something like that. About with Heartland, I just never got around to contacting anybody, or you know, I'd heard about some work study or something that one guy did for a couple years, and yeah, I'd be interested in learning more about that.
Well, I'm sure if you contacted Michael, he would be willing to talk to you about what some options might be or how that might look.
Yeah,
okay.
If you go to the website, there's a page that has information about those programs, and you can click on the link there to drop them an email and ask for information.
Okay.
I'm trying to type it in here so I can tell you which page to click on. Yeah, so if you go to the website and you click on the link that says Heartland, it drops down a menu, and there are things there listed like the mission, support team, projects. And if you click on support team, it says you can be a part or you can do a work support program. So click on those links, and it'll talk to you a little bit about what the options are. And then if you're interested, you can just click on where it says drop them an email and email either Jeannie or Michael and get further information.
Okay. Yeah.
Raymond.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a caller with her hand up, and it's actually Julie from Heartland. So it seems I'm guessing that maybe she wants to talk a little bit more. She actually lives right off the property there and is really kind of in the inside track of Heartland's ups and downs. And so I'm wondering if she has something important to share with you.
Okay. Well, you can if you got my number, you can share it with her. Off, you know.
Okay.
Or,
okay.
Or just stay
maybe
on the
we'll,
line, Raymond, and let's open up Julie, and we'll hear what she has
that's
to say.
That's good.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Julie? Is that you, Julie?
It is. How are you guys?
Good. Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, the show is going great, and thanks a lot for your support. Raymond, I would be glad to talk to you a little bit about Heartland. If you would like to give me a call, I think you can get my phone number. You know, actually, it's on the website. I would prefer not to say it out loud, but you can also get it from Michelle. Anyway, Raymond, I'd be glad to talk to you about Heartland a little bit and give you some ideas about the program. And, you know, you can just call me after the show's over, okay?
Okay.
You can call me on my house phone.
All right.
All right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Bill, look what you started.
Things are working out.
Ask and you receive.
Yeah. Well, should I just hold on the line or wait till after or about getting...
Is it okay if I text you that information after the show?
Or email. I could give you my email off. I don't know if I can talk to you offline or...
Can I call you on that number and then we can make some arrangements?
Sure. Yeah,
okay.
Sure. Okay.
Very good. Thank you for
Thank
your
you.
Permission.
Thanks, Raymond.
All right. Oh, I think he went. Sorry.
I know. I'm just putting it out there. And thank you, Julie, for calling in.
Yeah, that was nice. So, we've actually got about 6 minutes left, and there's another person on the line. Do you want to take another call right here before we go?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's see who we can support.
All right, Sunny. Hey, how are you? Thank you for being patient.
You're wonderful. I can't thank you enough. I'm still just a little in process here. I just want to thank everyone for all of your prayers. And this whole experience, this last 24 hours has been surreal. And I finished Terry Livingood's Bible translation last night at bedtime and just closed my eyes and just prayed that everything that I have asked for myself, I ask for all others. And it's just really, really, I had an experience yesterday of primal rage. And once I released that, all the pain in my back went, and I was just peaceful. And then having finished the book last night, and to thank everyone for their prayers and their support of me and mine. When we went into the courtroom of 98 families today, not a single family lost their property. It was the most beautiful, lifting experience to see the judge and the treasure in total fluid dance with one another. That it was nearly agreed that absolutely no one would lose their home today. And it was further that my overall circumstance they're going to look into, because it should not be as exorbitant as it is, and they're looking to see if it will be reduced to half of its original balance. And I cannot thank all of you enough for your love and your support, because this has been bigger than me by myself.
Okay, keep breathing. Nice deep breath.
I am, and I'm just really still processing, as I say, just releasing all of everything of Hydra that I have been experiencing throughout the entirety, and I love and appreciate all of you so very much. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Now,
thank
let
you.
Me just suggest that you stop talking and start the breathing.
Oh, yes. That is where I reached it yesterday. I was breathing myself, and I just finally, it was almost like just granting myself permission. There was a very unusual, if I may share, experience from the moment I woke up yesterday. I was tested in every way with my faith and offered to be triggered. My bank account was collapsed, and then on the way to driving my friend to work, a little pickup truck in the oncoming lane. It was, my friend is still in shock and telling people the story. This 4-foot log, about 6 inches in circumference or diameter, lifted straight in the air about the height of a traffic light and kind of propelled in the air, did a couple turns, and landed right straight in front of my path. We thought it was coming through the windshield. And my response to it was no. You cannot have my faith, and you cannot have my home. And it was just the most unusual experience that this thing come out of nowhere in our path. And I was like, no, there is nothing shaking me from, I'm not going into any of that. You know what I mean? Attack is not possible. None of these things are real. Whatever this thing is that has been on me, it is gone. If it's from my generation, it is gone. My faith is my faith.
Sounds like you're in the space of a miracle, Sonny. My goodness, what an amazing story.
Thank you. And I'll let you conclude. I'm actually at my mechanic's garage in the moment. Well, I guess they took my truck, so.
Okay, but we're just about out of time. We've got maybe a minute and a half left, so. Breathe, and thank you for the call, and thank you for the support of the show and for applying the tools in your life, which makes it better for everyone, and clearing up those fears and clearing up those angers. That's our job here, is to keep the focus on myself, apply the tools to myself, and actively work to try to remove everything that's less than love. From my thought, from my physical sensation, from my emotional experience, and restore my awareness, whatever it takes to be vigilant about restoring my awareness moment to moment back to my true nature as the energy of love.
Exactly.
As we do that, we create a better space of life for ourselves, we create a better experience of life in each moment, and we are better able to extend that energy and that love to every person and everything on the planet. And as Einstein was quoted as saying, if you think you're separated or separate from anyone or anything, living in an optical delusion. That delusion creates a prison for you where you have affection for just a few people or things closest to you. And our job must be to extend that affection to every living person and thing. And in that, I join you and offer you the best year yet of your eternal life. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness. Michael and Jeannie are here every Monday through Friday on Earth Angels Radio. For more on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com.
Evolving continuously. Continuously.